This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 20, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Hurricane Jose may stay offshore, but local harbor masters and boat owners are preparing for the worst, even if it's just a precaution. Jose is expected to bring heavy rains at times and wind gusts over 30 miles an hour on Wednesday and into Wednesday night, according to the National Weather Service. Though unpleasant, it's not as massive as anticipated, according to Mark Souza, Marblehead's harbor master, who's quoted as saying, "We still prepare the same way we prepare if there's a major storm versus a minor one. That includes making sure that floats and public access docks are secured and ready." What makes this storm more problematic for Marblehead is that the wind is coming from the northeast and the town's harbor faces that same direction. Souza and his staff, situated in the center of the harbor, will be on hand throughout the storm. Last time the town had trouble was in the spring when a nor'easter flipped a few boats and dislodged a few docks. But Souza's department worked through each scenario. In Ipswich, Police Lieutenant Jonathan Hubbard, who also works as the town's emergency management director, said the town is ready for the storm. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. The Massachusetts Attorney General is trashing a Saugus landfill plan. Bill Newell reports.
Attorney General Maura Healey put a stop to new rules intended to regulate Wheelabrator Saugus's ash landfill. The articles were passed during a February special town meeting in Saugus. Healey said in a letter to the town clerk, Ellen Shenna, that the three articles were disapproved because the procedural problems with the hearing process and because the articles conflict with state law. Specifically, towns are not authorized to place land use restrictions on landfills that interfere with the authority of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. The articles were proposed by the Alliance for Health and Environment, a coalition of environmental organizations and public officials opposed to the expansion of Wheelabrator Saugus, an energy-from-waste facility that disposes up to 1,500 tons of waste each day from 10 communities. The first article amended the town's zoning bylaw to add definitions for the term ash and landfill and ash landfill. The second was added height and location restrictions and new on existing landfills. The third article sought to make the designated use of landfills allowable only in the town's industrial districts and only by the way of a special permit. In the letter, Healey said a planning board hearing about the articles prior to the town meeting did not meet the 14-day posting requirements. Town meeting members ultimately supported the zoning changes. There is more on this story written by Bridget Turcott in today's edition of the Daily Item. For MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, residents of an entire Peabody neighborhood near the deteriorating Waters River Bridge had no idea that construction would be going on right next to their homes during all hours of the night for 2 years. Donna Tobin said of her neighbors, they're all up in arms about not getting a sound barrier wall. A 20-year resident of Tammy Lane, Tobin said it's just not fair. We're all working people. A group of neighborhood residents who call themselves the Concerned Citizens of Peabody, CCP, have planned a meeting Thursday in Peabody City Hall to discuss the $17 million project to replace a 70-foot-long bridge on Route 128 over the Waters River in Danvers. The project includes widening the highway along a 2,300-foot stretch between exits 24 and 25B in Danvers and Peabody. 75% of the project plans have been approved. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.